It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Tomorrow is National Pound Cake Day. The basic pound cake recipe is a simple one. A pound of sugar, a pound of flour, a pound of butter, and a pound of eggs. Hence the name, pound cake. The basic recipe was meant to make a lot of cakes, so once you have mastered the 1:1:1:1 ratio, you can adjust it to serve how many you like. A basic pound cake is hard to beat, but I love ones with a twist. Judy Douglas of Judy Pound Cakes makes some of the best in town. Her original batter recipe was given to her mother by a family friend when she was in junior high. She started making it way back then, and over the years has improved upon the recipe to make some amazing cakes.
I took that same batter recipe and decided to make modifications with it, and now I have 7 or 8 flavors. There's apricot almond and peach cinnamon, plain old pound cake, just to name a few. If you take the basic pound cake recipe, you can add fruit preserves to it to make any flavor you want. Just make sure you keep the preserves away from the side of the pan.
Keeping the preserves from touching the sides, as well as spraying the pan with a nonstick spray made for baking, will keep your pound cake from sticking and make it easy to remove from the pan. Judy also shared another tip for adding flavor to pound cakes.
Another way to change the flavor is to change the extract. Like if you want to make a lemon pound cake, use lemon extract.
Vanilla, almond, and lemon extracts are some of her favorites. If you want to add nuts, I recommend dusting them in flour before adding them to the batter. This simple step prevents them from sinking to the bottom. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy baking!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.